My name is Emily Haas, and I am 16 years old. Today is November 25th, 2023, and I'm speaking with my great-grandmother, Frances LaFone. We are recording in the mountains, and it is over Thanksgiving break. Can you tell me where you grew up and what your childhood was like?
I grew up in Claremont, actually several different places. My parents rented. My childhood was extremely different from nowadays. I lived in a house, no water, and or electricity for several years till I was like in the fourth grade before I lived in a house that had electricity and running water. I walked to school. It was in town. When I was a sophomore in high school, three towns around me consolidated schools. The last school in Claremont that when I was a freshman, the graduating class only has 12 students graduating.
So you finished high school?
I finished high school at Bunker Hill. And my graduating class then had 69 students.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Even as a child, those days, little kids to stay home by themselves. I had two brothers. The oldest was not quite 4 years older than me. And then there was one brother between me and him. But we stayed by ourselves. We played on our own, whatever we wanted to do.
Can you tell me about a teacher or another adult that impacted your life whenever you were growing up?
My third grade teacher impacted me. I think one reason, my mother had broken her leg. It was like in 17 places. And my two brothers and myself took one day, one brother would stay, the next day my other brother, and then the next day I would stay. We took turns staying with my mother because she was in a wheelchair for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And then that teacher helped me, especially not being in school all the time, that it really helped me or impressed me.
Did you walk to school every day since you were in kindergarten?
No. Before we moved, when I was in the fourth grade, we lived more in a rural area, and I probably walked about a mile to catch the school bus and then went to the school. But after we moved, when I was in the fourth grade, we lived in town, and I walked to school.
Can you tell me about your parents?
My mother was the oldest of 13 siblings. She was born in 1908. So she grew up through the Depression and had a hard childhood. Especially being the oldest of 13, why she did a lot of the taking care of the younger siblings. And they had, especially during the Depression and things, they had very little money. And they raised everything about that they ate. And the different neighbors or whatever would like what one neighbor had, another neighbor didn't. They would swap. back and forth for, you know, for their livelihood.
Did you have a childhood nickname? What was it and how did you get it?
My cousin was a couple years younger than me, and she couldn't say Francis. She called me Pantsus, and that was my nickname then, was Pantsus.
Does anyone still call you that?
No.
Are you glad? Yeah. Are there any funny stories you would like to tell me whenever you were growing up?
Mostly when I was growing up, we weren't allowed to, had no electronics or anything. And I was probably upper grade school when the first calculators came out. At that time, you weren't even allowed to take a calculator to school. You had to memorize everything. Where nowadays, you can't go to you can't go to school about without.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Internet or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And now we have like TV. Do you have TV at your home?
Yes, we have internet, TV, TVs in multiple rooms.
What's your favorite shows?
Feel good movies.
Mm-hmm. So like the Hallmarks and stuff like that?
And faith-based movies.
What was a job you held at throughout your life?
The first job I had, I was probably about 12 years old. The dry cleaner that was in town used to, they would go around to the rural areas, house to house, pick up dry cleaning, and then bring it back. And the lady that run the route, I rode with her and helped pick up and deliver dry cleaning. But then after I finished high school, I went to work in a factory making baby clothes. Oh. And I worked in a factory most of my life until, when I was about 45, married, had a family, we bought a retail store. We had a rug shop. And at one time, we added antique furniture to it. And I run that then until I was about 60.
How were the working conditions in the factory?
They were good. The ones that I know a lot of places weren't, but where I worked, they were good. They had, I always worked on production, and they had good rates. And I made good. A lot better than minimum wage.
Did you and your husband buy the retail store?
Yes. We bought it together. And actually, we bought that one, and a few years later, we bought another one. And we rented one, the first one we bought, we rented it. And then a few years later, we had the stores about 20 years, and we sold both of them. And when I retired, but my husband drove a tractor trailer, 18-wheeler. And, well, he not only drove, we owned the company. And at one time, we had five trucks on the road hauling goods.
So y'all were entrepreneurs. How was that like? Was it risky at some points, or did you ever have any really down or tough times?
For the most part, we did pretty good. At the end, it was getting more strict, the restrictions on the trucks and things, it was getting more strict, but my husband was, he actually, somebody cut off in front of him and he wrecked the truck and we retired, or he retired then too.
How was managing work and your kids?
Very stressful at times. Not only working, we lived in a rural area. We had gardens, and so it was not only working in the factory, coming home, tending the gardens, canning, and I also had, I have three daughters. I had all three of them in music or piano lessons. They were also in the Scouts, and I was the Scout leader from the time they were in Brownie Scouts till Senior Scouts. I was a Scout leader for 6 years of that time.
So who are your three daughters and how many years apart are they?
I have the three daughters. The first two are 11 and a half months apart. The second and third is 17 months apart.
So pretty close together. Tell me how you found out you were going to be a parent. So Granny got married in 59, had her first child at 60, had her second one in 1961, and then had her third one in 1962. Going back to Girl Scouts, where were the places that y'all went?
We took the girls camping at Brown Mountain Beach. We took them to Kings Mountain. We took them to Ginger Cascades.
One time, I'm in Girl Scouts as well, and one time when I went to Ginger Cascades, we did archery and learned how to, like, shoot with a bow. Did y'all ever do any hunting lessons?
No, we never did hunting lessons. We just would camp, taught the girls cooking on an open fire. We had a real large pan that was special made and give to the Girl Scouts that we used, that it was big enough we'd fry bacon and eggs and biscuits in a pan all at the same time.
Wow. It's almost like a black zone today.
Yeah. But where we camped, we would see bears. In fact, one time a bear came up to our campsite, we had to get out of the way and let the bear just walk around and do his thing before he decided to leave.
That's scary.
The bear actually got up on the picnic table and the food, and everybody had to run away and let the bear eat what he wanted, and then you come back and you didn't have nothing left.
Oh, gosh. So the bear got on the picnic tables and ate all the food. Correct. Gosh. How did religion play a role in your life, young, old?
I was exposed to church or God my entire life. My mother was brought up in a Christian home, and I brought my girls up in a Christian home. We're still involved in Christian life.
Did you ever go to church camp or any camps with your kids?
I didn't go to church camps. But all of my girls went to church camps.
And the grandkids. When was the first time you got to vote, and what was that like?
The first time I voted was when I was 20. I didn't vote until after I got married. And I went, my husband and I went together to vote. And it was a learning experience. I do remember when I was in the eighth grade, they had a presidential election that year, and we went through class and studied on voting. It was a year that Eisenhower was voted in as president.
What are you most proudest of in your life?
I'm most proud of being married, being a mother, raising my three daughters, them getting married and giving me grandchildren and then great-grandchildren and also great-grandchildren is the most rewarding part of my life.
Mamaw Donna Fawn Whitson, which is Granny's oldest daughter, has joined us, and I'm going to ask her, what is one impact that Granny has made on her life?
I would say raising me in church, starting me out young with religion and belief in God.
So that's a tradition that's passed down from your grandparents?
From my parents, my grandparents all belong to churches of one form or another.
That's really neat. Granny said that you went to some church camps. How was that like?
That was a lot of fun. Went to in the mountains at a camp called Luther Ridge. Also went to one called Luther Rock. It was intermingling with a lot of kids your own age and studying religion, but with people that was your own age so you could connect with the meaning of it.
Did you guys ever move around when y'all were younger, or like when you had kids?
I moved to Kentucky when my second daughter was 6 months old, and we lived up there for 5 years, and I had the third, got pregnant and had the third daughter after we moved up there, and we met a family that we became very close to, and when we moved back to North Carolina, they actually, it wasn't but a couple months after we came back, that they came down for 4th of July to visit us, and he actually got a job where my husband was working and moved down here, and we're still friends today.
And Mamaw was best friends with?
Yeah, I'm best friends, still good friends with their daughter. We all grew up the same age. In fact, when I was pregnant with my children, she was pregnant with her children at the same time. So we had, our kids has even grew up together. So it's like the third generation in these two families that's grew up together.
So where were they from when they lived in Kentucky that y'all met them?
They were actually from Pound, Virginia.
Oh.
But they lived.
And the one daughter still lives in Virginia today.
Mm. Well, she moved back up there after she got married.
Right.
There. Oh.
It's recording, Mother.
We'd go over. One Saturday night, we'd go over to their house. One Saturday night for the next one, we'd go over to my house, and we'd play cards sometime 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And quite a few times it was in the mountains, and we used to have a lot of snow up there. And we'd go over there, and when we went, and it wouldn't be nothing on the ground, we could come out and go home the next morning, and it would be maybe a foot of snow on the ground.
Oh my. What were your favorite card games that y'all played?
Rummy.
Did you play the same ones, Mamaw?
Yeah, we played Rummy and Rooks, what we always played as kids.
We're all just running around. The kids were...
Yeah.
We was just all running around. A lot of times we'd just crash on the couch. Because, I mean, it wasn't enough beds to go around.
Whose mountain house was it?
It was actually a mobile home.
She's talking about when we lived in Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
But I mean, even after they moved down here, they still did that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Granny, for letting me interview you.
I love you, baby. You're quite welcome.
Thanks, my mom, for letting me interview you, too.
You're welcome, baby.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Can we go back to being loud?
Yeah.